Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
I'm about to fall under a spell in a recording studio above a garage behind a white colonial house in Bellevue.
Now, I want you to close your eyes.
Well, that's actor-producer Larry Albert.
You're in a dark room in a place you've never been before, in a building you've never been in before. And you've come there to meet someone, and it's very late at night. You don't know what's going on. You're in this building alone, and you can see a full moon through the window. And you have no idea what's making those sounds.
And I think that's the point when I would want Harry Nile and his gun next to me.
The Adventures of Harry Nile. It is a misty March morning in 1959, and while most of Seattle is having a second cup of coffee, the SPD Homicide Squad is already attending to business.
Harry Nile is a detective and the star of a radio series that debuted in 1976 and is now syndicated internationally. The radio dramas are produced here, out of this recording studio, with a cast of professional actors standing around microphones. Or sometimes the actors tape the show before a live audience, like they'll do tonight at the Kirkland Performance Center.
We present the Hillary Kane Mystery starring Karin Heaven and Randy Hoffmeyer. Today's story, The Bitter End.
Isn't he magnificent?
Isn't who magnificent?
For heaven's sake, Si, open your eyes.
Jim French is the man behind the Harry Nile series and this Hillary Kane radio drama you're listening to, as well as a whole bunch of other shows. French has been working in radio for 50 years as an announcer, actor, writer, and producer. And he's pretty much considered royalty in the world of radio. For years, you could hear him on King Cairo and KVI. When he was a teen, he got a job playing piano for a radio show. But he had been practicing his broadcast voice for a long time.
I would take reading material with me into the bathroom. I would sit there on the only thing you can sit on in a bathroom and read out loud like a radio announcer. That's what I wanted to do.
In 1943, a disc jockey gave him his first break. French was 16 and broadcasting live big band shows from Southern California. He wrote radio dramas about the week's news while in the Army, and he wrote his first scripts for CBS radio dramas in 1948. Since then, French has written and produced nearly 500 original shows.
I like the idea of being able to tell stories and embellish them with sound effects and music. Fine actors, and we certainly are blessed to have fine actors. And I know that this will automatically create vivid pictures in the minds of the listeners. They can't avoid it.
Oh, Tabby! Tabby!
The Further Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, featuring John Patrick Lowry as Holmes and Lawrence Albert as Dr. Watson.
My name is Dr. John H. Watson. In reviewing the many sketches I've written about my partnership with Sherlock Holmes, I find I've given little attention to our earliest cases.
Being a radio, if you want to call it radio actor or an audio actor, allows you to go places no other medium allows you. I'm 5'6". On radio, I can be 6'7". You know,
what does a 6'7" person sound like?
Like a guy who's 5'6", only more confident.
Lawrence, or Larry Albert, has acted in more than 400 radio dramas. And he also helps French with the post-production, mixing in sound effects that sometimes come from unusual sources.
Head of Cabbage sounds great. like a human skull being crushed. That's an old, old, old trick from the golden days. Take a head of cabbage, take a pipe, and smash it.
I'm not sure if cabbage will make an appearance tonight at the live audience show, but with Watson, Sherlock Holmes, and Harry Niles scheduled to take the stage, there's bound to be a dead body or two. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.